Blog Talk Radio.
Well, tonight we have a great show. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show.
Call in at 347-237-5506. But anyways, and when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Welcome, everyone, to the Rad Reality Show. Do you hear me, Ben?
I hear you now.
I'm not on the switchboard, so I know Cherry started those clips, but I'm not. I waited for her to say something.
Sounds like the TV's on in the background.
Cherry, we're not hearing you.
I can hear her TV. What's up, Paul?
Not too much. Did you watch Amazing Race tonight?
I did. I can't believe it. It was pretty good. I mean, you know, not that it's bad, but, you know, it's touch or go sometimes in that first episode, and it's a go. I liked it, you know, not just because my favorite.
There was a little bit of everything, I think, you know, in that first episode. I mean, that passport thing, you know, we saw that in the...
drove me crazy.
In the preview, you know, that somebody might not... So you always know when they tease you with that, that they're going to get on, you know. But, how about Twitter? Got to give a shout-out to Twitter for saving their butts.
You got to... At first, I'm thinking, oh, geez, CBS is cheating. They sent the guy ahead. But I think it's legit.
Hold on a second, Ben. No, all we hear is some background noise, but we are not hearing you. And no, we didn't interrupt you because we're not hearing your voice. That's why we started talking. Cherry just private messaged me, Ben, and asked if we could hear her.
We cannot hear her. I can hear, it's almost like maybe her TV is on in the other room and maybe her phone's off the hook in the other room.
Oh, there's a thought.
You don't have a TV on, right?
Nope. It's on, but it's muted.
Yeah, okay, that's got to be her phone then, but it's maybe she has two lines and one's off the hook, and maybe her, it cancels her other one out. I know some wireless systems will do that. If you have a ground, a regular phone, a base phone, and you take the wireless off, it'll cut one out. So maybe that is what it is. Because I can definitely hear the background noise. So.
And it's not mine.
So hello to everybody in the chat room. Hello to podcasters who will be listening later on. Hello, Chi-Town, or should I call you Chill-Town, Joe? And sorry, I didn't mean to make you so angry about missing the show the other night, Joe, but had emergency service that had to be taking place. Certain contractual obligations to unnamed tractors who pay well. All legal work, nothing to worry about, but, you know, pays well. So, got to do what you got to do, right, Paul?
You got to do, that's exactly right. The show was a last minute thing that Cherry called me. Okay, Deb, if you scroll up above the chat window and click on play in your default player and tell your computer it's okay to open your default player, you'll be able to hear it. Oh, she's not hearing me. Why am I giving her instructions?
Oh, geez. And, yeah, you got to type that. And I'm hearing you. I just turned my volume up just to make sure, and I can hear us. So.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I can hear you now. You're on the Verizon phone.
Take it away. It's yours now. We've been filling in for you. Take it away, Cherry.
Okay. I don't know what was going on with the switchboard, but that was weird.
That was weird.
Okay. Getting back to where I was, this is 9/25/2011, and we're just doing a short update show to let everyone know what is going on with the Rad Reality Show from this point forward in the current season, now that Big Brother is over, and we won't have Big Brother to talk about. We're going to be moving into Survivor and the Amazing Race mode. We have exciting news that Luis Trovato is coming back to join us on Sunday nights. I'm so happy to announce that. He will be back. He couldn't join us tonight, but he will be back starting next Sunday. So we will be doing the Sunday night recap of the Amazing Race with Luis Trovato. I love Luis, and he is always so wonderful at recapping the Amazing Race, and he does rock. He is so much fun. He is such a wonderful guy. I was so happy to get to see him in Vegas, and he is just so wonderful. I just love him to death. So I was really glad to announce that, and on Thursdays, you all know that Cowboy normally just comes on to do Big Brother, and the roundtable lasts during the Big Brother season. So now we will switch gears, and we will be doing Survivor Chats on Thursdays. And Boom Boom Ben has a big lineup of Survivor people that will be joining us on Thursdays to host Thursday nights. And they will be sort of revolving on hosting, and then we'll also have people coming to join them from Survivor. So we'll have multiple people from Survivor coming on and joining us on Thursdays to chat with all of you, answer questions, talk about Survivor, and just keep all of us up to date on Survivor. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of the past Survivor alumni sitting in with us and keeping us up to date on what's going on, talking about their past experiences with Survivor, and just sitting around and chilling with us, talking about what's going on in Survivor. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun with that. We're going to have some really amazing guests like Philip and Sugar and some wonderful people like that. So don't miss it. Be here on Thursday nights.
And if you missed our Penner show while Cherry was off playing in Vegas, go download that from the podcast. It was a great second appearance by Penner, who was on with us the night after being named one of the greatest Survivor players ever by Johnny Cochran.
No. It's plain old Cochran.
Oh, sorry. Cochran. Yeah, Cochran. Can't mess that up. He's got to get lumped in there sooner or later. Maybe. I mean, we'll see how his translucent skin does, you know. But how his translucent ass does. So. Glow in the
dark.
And
any of our shows, you can always go back and listen to on podcast. But we'd love for you to be here in person.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. I know I've got some friends that listen only on podcast, and they love it. You know, they never make the chat, unfortunately, but I'll get a text or a call, and they'll say, oh, that was pretty cool about this or that. And I'll be like, huh, they really did listen to the show, or at least that few minutes of it, you know. So it's pretty cool.
And that's one reason that I continued with that impromptu Tuesday show I did.
Yep.
Of the rebroadcast of Ron's bus trip, day two bus trip, because there was only two of us in the chat that night, but it's well over in the mid-hundreds of people that have listened to it. So.
Nice. Yep, that is cool. I still have to actually listen to that one. I mean, I remember listening to it last year, but I got to redo it. But yeah, good shows. Good shows are in the past. Great shows are coming. So
that's right.
Put your hats on, kids. It's going to be a bumpy ride, but it's going to be fun.
Yes, I'm so excited to talk to some of these Survivor people that are coming on and hear their perspectives on the upcoming Survivor season. I think it's going to be a great Survivor season with Ozzy and the Dragon Slayer leading their teams, and see how this all plays out. It's going to be interesting.
Who are you rooting for anyways, Cherry? I forgot to ask you on coaches or Ozzy's side?
You know, I haven't decided yet. You know, I like both of them. You know, I was a big Ozzy fan when he was on his season, but I talked to Coach, and I wasn't such a big fan of his when I first saw him on his season, but now that I've talked to him and gotten to know him a little more,
yep,
I like him a lot more, you know, and I've really warmed up to him. And so now I'm really up in the air about who I should, you know, root for. And it's really hard. I'm really up in the air about it.
Yeah, it's
should fall on.
I'm automatically rooting for Coach or his team, only because, you know, that was one of the best interviews, I thought, of this year when we had Coach on back in February. And I just, you know, like you, I mean, I liked Coach. I didn't, you know, give him that much, you know, credit for anything. But once we talked to him, you know, once he was on the show and told us stuff, you know, the guy's pretty cool, you know. The guy's pretty cool, and he's a lot smarter than some people think he is. So, you know, I think if he lays back and takes it easy, but then sweeps up towards the end, he could really get through these challenges. They got a good four-man, one-woman team. What do they call it? You know, what's that word? You know, when you tribe together at the beginning of a show. What's it called?
I kind of zoned out. Alliances?
Yes. Thank you, Paul.
Okay.
You got a good five-person alliance.
Hey, welcome, Charmed. Charmed finally can hear our golden voices.
Awesome.
All right, Charmed.
Awesome. So, yeah, I think they could go far if they play the game right. you know, so cross your fingers. You know, I mean, I'm not going to be upset if Ozzy wins, you know. It's not like when Russell and Rob are going at it when, you know, I might have been upset if Russell had won. But we'll see what happens, you know. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait for Coach's next visit to the Ravioli Show.
You've got to start hiding those damn immunity idols better. I'm getting tired of people finding them on their own. It was kind of cool at first.
I know.
Now.
I mean, they just walk out and look up in the tree and find them, you know. Oh, what's that rock doing up in that tree? That shouldn't be there. Up there,
well,
the immunity idol.
So they
are. Like, come on, you know.
That's like tonight on The Amazing Race. At one point, somebody had to have seen the cameraman pan up to those yellow and orange balloons, and they go, oh, I think it might be that sign, you know. Just watch the cameraman, too, you know.
That's crazy how everything's yellow and red over there, though. See, even the guy's boxer shorts were yellow and red. He's like, oh, that's got to be an Amazing Race guy. He's got yellow and red boxer shorts.
I typed it in the chat. Yeah, I know. That was.
Good God.
I typed in the chat room, but I just saw a tweet not long ago that Rachel is, she says, my bestie. Apparently she knows one of those Vegas girls.
Yeah, I think she
really?
Knows Kehlani. Yeah, she was talking about Kehlani on, where did I see her talking about that? Somewhere. She was talking about Kehlani. She knows Kehlani. I think they're both Vegas showgirls or something from the past or something like that. But starting to grow on me. Yeah, I mean,
if you didn't hear my comment earlier, Cherry, I don't know if you were hearing us or not, but big shout-outs to and props to Twitter. I mean, that's the way they found the passport, and somebody said, that person's on Amazing Race, and so the guys go to the airport and find her.
Yep, and they did it. Unbelievable.
That's awesome.
I have an announcement. I know it's kind of disjointed conversations jumping around from what's happening for the Rad Reality Show to Amazing Race to Survivor and all over the place, but I just have to mention this because once I get started on a project, I really keep going. I spent the last 4 days and tens of hours, I don't know, 20, 30 hours probably. I went back to last year's red carpet interview show, and I completely edited it, and it's all finished and done.
Right.
So there is potentially a show that I'll put on of a rebroadcast of the red carpet. And just to let you know, it was at the time went well into podcast, about 2 hours and 45 minutes long.
Wow.
And the finished version is an hour and 45 minutes. And that is with a lot of, you know, editing out the quiet times, the times where they're chatting about it. Every person that Ron talked to, we had them autograph his jersey, and I edited out all that conversation. And I didn't edit out pertinent things. I mean, for
right.
to get down that far. So don't think that, you know, you're missing anything. But I then each one, I basically split them into about 11 clips, and they're all about 8 or 9 minutes long for each one. And I counted and wrote down who was on each one, and there's well over 70, I think about 71, 72 reality stars, and of those, 41 of them are Big Brother house guests. So, yeah. So it.
Unreal.
I wanted so bad to do that this year, and it just didn't happen. I even went out and bought a mic.
Oh, man.
Before I left St. Louis.
Better to be prepared.
So that I was prepared, and I wanted so bad to be able to do a show and have that same sort of experience for the Rad Reality Show. But as you all know, you know, some things happened in Vegas that just didn't go so well as far as the live feeds and everything, and it just it just wasn't the right time and place to do that. And
I forgot
it was unfortunate. It was very unfortunate. And
Huff just mentioned in the chat room that Rachel would early on call Kalia Kalani, so that maybe that was because of she already knew that person.
That's right. I forgot about that because she had said on the feed at one point, she goes, oh, that's a friend of mine. I remember that. I remember seeing her do that at one point. She did it more than once. So, but, yeah, I forgot about that till you just said it. And I remember that she had said that. So, yeah, she's known her a while. I saw her talking about it on something. I don't think it was a live feed. I think it was some...
Now that we have a bunch of shows coming up, I don't know when I'll get to do it. Well, Cherry and I will have to discuss it, but with all that work that I did, and it really was enjoyable to hear that red carpet from last year, I really want to figure out a night. Maybe I'll do it on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I like that.
I could do it. I could split them into two parts. So we just do a one-hour show of part one.
Yep.
And then the next night do part two of the red carpet for another one-hour show. And it will allow me just like a minute between each clip to maybe make a comment before moving on. So maybe something like I'll do it on a Tuesday and Wednesday or something like that.
Maybe two Tuesdays in a row, you know, because we probably should. You know, that's a good idea. We should. Ron used to do a Tuesday show. We should pick it back up, but do it with a rebroadcast, just so it's not too much, you know.
Well, the thing is, though, it's easier to do it that way and not have to, you know, have any major switchboard work or anything like that. But it does involve having to
be in here,
be there. And,
right.
You know, that type of thing. But I kind of also, Cherry, was thinking, seeing as it we're just finished with Vegas Bash and Big Brother, that, you know, I don't want to sit there and we're into Amazing Race and Survivor mode and then switch back to that. I kind of was thinking.
Right. It's probably good to go ahead and get them on the air.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah.
Another thing that I would like to mention, and you might want to keep your eyes and ears open, I believe that Cowboy will be working up with Rachel and Brendan to do a show. He's going to be coming back to do a special show at some point with Rachel and Brendan. And we don't know when that show is going to be. I don't know... when their availability is going to be. So just watch for Red Reality tweets and Facebook posts. But Cowboy is going to be coming back with a special show with the winner of Big Brother and her fiancé. And they're going to do a special show.
There's that F word again. Watch your language.
Yes,
girl.
That F word.
what was that?
Rachel and her F word fiance.
Oh yeah. Well, hey, you know, she's a half a millionaire now. She can say what she wants.
That's right. They popped on our last show Thursday night. They called in. They had just finished filming for The Bold and the Beautiful.
Right.
And you might want to watch for the airing of The Bold and the Beautiful. That show, I think they're, the shows that they will be on will be airing on the 28th and 29th. So you might want to watch for that.
Of October.
Of
October, okay.
Right. So it will be Halloween type shows probably. But it's so cool when they're on The Bold and the Beautiful. They have such a good time on there. They were able to go on last year and do some shows with The Bold and the Beautiful, and they really enjoy it. And I know Cassie was also doing some shows for The Bold and the Beautiful, so I don't have the exact airing times of those shows, but
I think Kathy we can find out
going
soon,
to be
can't
on
we,
Manic Monday.
Carrie? I'm sorry.
Kathy is going to be on Manic Monday with Michelle this Monday.
Sweet.
Tomorrow, along with Keith.
Sweet.
So join
cool.
us tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Cassie and Keith will be on with Michelle Costa for Manic Monday, and we can find out exactly when Cassie will be airing on The Bold and the Beautiful.
Awesome.
So,
awesome.
Another big show coming up for the Rad Reality Show. And
now,
you know that Michelle is going to have a great time with Cassie because she rooted for Cassie the entire Big Brother
okay.
season while she was on. Cassie had said in her bio before the show even started that if there was one Big Brother alumni that she wanted to play like or play the show like or the game like, that it would be Michelle Costa. And I think that hearing Michelle and Cassie on air tomorrow is going to be a wonderful show. I can't wait to hear those two.
Answer Joe's question there. Do you see that in the chat?
Let me see. Absolutely, you can call in. We will be taking calls.
And by the
you
way,
can call
guys,
in and ask Cassie and Keith questions.
By the way, guys, I did this a long time ago. I did do a Cassie song. So I'm glad she's going to finally be on and I can play it. But I'm sorry, Keith, you probably are going to get left out of this one.
Is it Keith or Kevin? It's Kevin, right? Is it Keith?
Yeah, right. If you guys missed,
it's Keith.
If you missed,
I'm gonna do
if
that,
you guys
you know.
Watching the feeds, it's a lot of people tune out when there's only three people left on the feeds. One night they were... The final three were talking about people on the memory wall, and one of their jokes was when they started saying things about Keith was, and what do you think about Kevin? Oh, I mean Keith. I keep forgetting his name. He wasn't here very long.
Right. They called him Kevin for that entire bit that they did.
Pretty much. That was funny. Oh, goodness. But that'll be cool, though. That'll be nice. And they can answer some questions and talk to the fans. And, of course, Chilltown Joe, you should definitely call in and ask some questions of your own. You're going for some pretty good ones from time to time. So,
yeah, absolutely does. I got to meet Cassie and her father out at the rap party. And what a sweet girl she is. And her father was just adorable. You could tell how much he adored her, and you could see the relationship between them and why she loves her father so much. I mean, you can tell that they have a great relationship, and he just looked at her with such proud, adoring eyes, just so proud of his daughter. And she has that, that Southern the morals of that Southern girl that, she's not flamboyant. She's very ladylike, I guess I want to say. She's just a doll. I just love her to death. She's so sweet. And her father just was beaming with pride. And it was so adorable to see. And he was very, very sweet. And it was very nice to be able to meet the parent of one of the house guests and see him, watching his daughter be the belle of the ball, so to speak, and get all the attention. And he was just smiling from ear to ear. And it was a lot of fun. Of course, I love both events. Both events were a lot of fun, but I love Vegas. Vegas was probably my favorite simply because I've been there before and know Nikki and Artie.
Carrie.
Yes.
Are you going to extend?
I did.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to interrupt because my... Okay, sorry.
Looking out, pal.
Look at your time left.
I scrolled up and it's 30 seconds when I interrupted you, but I'm just a little delayed, apparently.
Jeez, thank God I was on a switchboard. I'm outside looking at a star.
Both of the events were wonderful events, and I couldn't have asked for more. I know how much Nikki and Audie put into that event, and I know that Al Mellis and TV Grapevine and Moosey put in a boatload of work for the Rat Party out in L.A. too, and they were both wonderful, wonderful events, and I had a great time at both events, and I wish I could go to every one of them.
I know.
They're just so much fun to go to, and if I could go to every event, I would. Fortunately, I think we're going to have people covering most of the events from the Rad Reality Show. We're going to have somebody there.
Oh, yeah.
Ben, are you going down to Virginia?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of that, why don't we take a short break and let's play the promo for Reality Rescue.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, everyone. This is April with the Reality Rescue 2 Festival. It's going to be held October 15th in Glen Allen, Virginia. We're doing it for Southern Comfort Animal Rescue, which is a wonderful rescue group out of Georgia. The website address is www.realityrescuefestival.com. And we're going to have over 100 reality stars attending. Regular tickets are $50. You can purchase them online. The website address is www.realityrescuefestival.com. Thank you for your support.
And just a little update. They've signed on a new guest to be appearing at the event, which I'm pretty excited about, considering that she's been to my house. Miss Lydia from Big Brother 11 attending the event.
I kind of wanted to mention that. I saw her post a link for donations.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me happy.
Yep, me too.
By the way,
I've seen Lydia since since 2009.
There are new Twitter, or I don't know how new, but there are two Twitter accounts. One for April Mueller and one for Reality Rescue. I'll post those in the chat room.
Cool. Good idea. Good idea. And actually, you should read them out for the podcasters who aren't in the chat room.
Okay. April Mueller, her Twitter is APRILSKY27. April Sky 27, and no separators between them, like some people put, you know, for underscores, like Paul underscore from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And the events Twitter page is Reality Rescue. With no separators, RealityRescue, Reality Rescue.
Pretty easy to remember that one.
Absolutely. We've got a caller calling in.
Cool.
I'm going to go ahead and pick him up. Chi-Town Joe, you're on the air on the Rad Reality Show. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How's everybody else?
What up, Chill?
Hi. You know, I wanted to tell you something. It's really astounding. My mom's almost 80 now, and she lives in an assisted living building, and she starts tomorrow at 8 o'clock to learn how to work a computer.
Nice.
Because I bought her a laptop.
Nice.
And that's why I didn't go to Vegas. I was saving up for a laptop because she wants to listen to you guys so bad. on all these shows.
Aww.
So she's going to be connected to you guys real soon.
Hey,
Joe. Yes. How sweet.
Oh, what?
She'll be able to listen to Louie.
Yeah, she loves Louie. She got the picture, and I just haven't written back to him yet. But and then I wanted to ask you two quick questions. I don't watch Survivor like you do, but my mom told me tonight, because I was watching Amazing Race, and I was getting real frustrated with the camera going up to the balloons and all that. My mom said somebody was on there from Survivor, a couple.
Yes.
Yeah, they went. They lived together.
Ethan, Zahn, and Jenna.
Yeah, and somebody went through cancer or something like that.
Joe?
Right, Ethan had cancer.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say what Cherry's about to say. Yeah, Ethan and Jenna both won their seasons, and they started dating, and it was about the time of the 10-year reunion. It was the 20th episode. They had a huge reunion in L.A., and at that point, Ethan was still in the hospital trying to recover from this cancer. And but they'd been dating like 7 years, and they both won their seasons. They said, as you heard them tonight, we don't want anybody to know. And somebody, obviously, fan of Survivor, said, that's Ethan and Jenna, and they both won. And they said, those greedy people.
You know, my mom was really happy to see them. And, you know, because she follows Survivor like a tack. She shuts down her phone and the whole nine yards. For a woman that's 80 going on 30, you know. So, and she really wants to.
That's so sweet.
And she really wants to get hooked up to this because she follows everything you do, you know, and I keep on talking to her, and you know, about this and who was on and how Cowboy was with, and all of a sudden Brendan and Rachel came on and she got all excited, she was going off about how she loves Rachel tonight, you know, and that. But the one thing she wanted to know was, her and I both have electric wheelchairs, you know, and we're going to be doing our, we have the world's largest motorcycle parade for Toys for Tots in Chicago.
Right.
And it's like 10 miles long, and they come from all around the world. But we're going to come in our wheelchairs. But she wanted to send some money to the Toys for Tots with Cowboy does. And will we know a little later on where we can send money or whatever for
absolutely.
That one?
Absolutely. I'm going to be having Ben do a promo for that real soon. We'll be promoting that on the air real soon. And Panther and Cowboy do that event every year.
Mm-hmm.
That's done up on the East Coast. And
that's in New Haven, right?
New Hampshire.
Right. Sorry.
New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I'm part of that,
and,
too.
Great.
Yeah, don't leave Ben out. Ben,
I know.
Ben, help. And
Ben, you're all over the place.
Pretty much.
Yeah, Ben does that every year as well, and he will be doing our promo for that, won't you, Ben?
Yeah, Ben, you just did an awesome job.
That was my first time asking him. He didn't know he was going to be doing the promo. I'm just asking him now.
No, I heard you on the show the other night. You had said, because like I said, I listened to about half a Thursday night show so far, and I heard at one point you said something about we'll get Ben to do a promo. And I was like, I'm on it.
Right.
You know? So I just got to find out who's coming, because I don't have any clue who's coming yet. But
it's a little ahead of the... But before you know about it, it's going to creep right up on you. So that's,
I know. Well, it's only 3 weeks to Virginia. You know,
yeah,
and
I know.
A month and a half.
Yeah.
A month and a half after that is Toys for Tots. So I'll be broadcasting from both.
It'll be great. Cherry, did you get the photograph that I sent you? No.
I don't know. I just picked up my mail.
Okay, you have to look on your Facebook
post office.
Because you talked about the two dancing on the table, and I found one and I sent it to you.
Facebook picture, yes, I did.
Okay,
and
all right. So you,
I thank you for that, yes.
Was dancing on the table?
That was
Rennie.
Oh, cool.
I had gone upstairs
at
the rap party.
Yeah.
And okay, I'll just put it out there. I am still a smoker. I shouldn't be, but yes, I am.
So am I.
And when you go up, you have to go upstairs, and they had a room upstairs where you could smoke indoors. And
wow.
There was a glass, you know, the room is big, and the wall was glass that you could look down into the room downstairs and see everything that was going on. So I went upstairs to finally have my first cigarette of the evening, and I'm up there looking down on the room downstairs, seeing everything that's going on, and I see Rennie. She's wearing this beautiful red dress with a red boa, and I see, you know, you can pick her out of the crowd very easily, and she climbs up on the table, and I'm thinking, what is Rennie doing?
Wow.
And she starts to dance, and she's doing like this dance on top of the table. And who climbs up with her to start dancing with her but Crazy James? So here is Rennie and Crazy James doing this dance on a tabletop.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, of course, I'm up here having a cigarette and not down there taking pictures, you know, when this is going on. Why, oh, why, oh, why? You know, I should be down there getting this, you know,
yep,
on my camera. And, of course, I missed it. I didn't get it on camera, and I was hoping that somebody I knew did get it, you know, a picture of it so that I could put it on my Facebook page. And
that's what I did.
Chi-Town Joe found me a picture of it.
It's so unbelievable, and we all know how bad Facebook has made our life for the last 3-4 days. And I was going through my list of friends who I don't list. If you're a friend of mine, you don't know who's on my list. But I put a category of BB friends. And out of 1,000 people, there's 700 people that are on BB friends list. So they keep on sending me all the photographs. Like an hour or two ago, Big John found his camera finally. That he lost, and he thought he lost in Vegas.
Oh, geez.
John
you mean John Crocker?
Yeah, he found his
he
camera.
He found it?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
I have so many pictures from Moosey.
Oh, my word.
The most unbelievable thing. And then Sheila took out, who was it? Who is it? I keep on forgetting. You know her, Terry. She was staying with Dan.
Yeah.
They lost all the weight.
Vicky.
She took her out for her birthday, Sheila, to the Chippendale show.
Oh, jeez.
So you should see those photos. So I was thinking of trying to download them and put them through my Mac and put them up through some music and set them out, you know, because it's so funny.
Wow.
But I can't wait till tomorrow, and I can't wait for the rest of the week. And my mom, she's going to be with you. I know she could type 70 words a minute, so
nice.
She'll be back. She'll be right up with you guys as soon as, you know, she's going to have some eye surgery. So that's okay, though, but she'll be with us all.
That's
and I
awesome.
Don't know what she's going to call her, so.
Son oh, we got to work on that.
Our mother.
Work on that.
Yeah. So, but I'm really happy that everything's coming along, and it's going to be fun.
Joe, how about Chi-Town Mama?
Yeah, well, you know what? She might want to go under a different pseudo, you know, because, you know, that's how she is. She's much more intelligent when it comes to certain shows. I watch certain reality shows, and she will not have anything to do with them. And I'll watch the ones that are new. Like, I love Jersey Shore.
Oh,
and,
God.
And a few of them are Facebook friends of mine. So
wow.
I was thinking of having some of them or asking a couple of them to call in on you to surprise you. But
I already did. They want $5,000 per appearance.
Not my friends.
Really?
And they're part of the cast.
Quick question for you, Joe. Rate your mom's favorite reality shows. It sounds like Survivor's number one.
Without a doubt. Amazing Race is number two, without a doubt. Number three is Big Brother, that's really skating up Amazing Race's butt. She likes Amazing Race because she likes the scenery and stuff like that, you know. But she knows everybody from Survivor, from all the years back. And she does watch. She doesn't watch the feeds, and she doesn't watch After Dark. But I think next year she'll get the feeds because she doesn't understand how they cut Big Brother and how bad that is, you know. So,
but
she watches all those shows, you know. But more of the I'm trying to get her to watch some weirder things this year, and she, you know, I'd like to have her watch The Real World this year. It looks kind of fun from San Diego.
Yeah, it usually is.
Yeah, so I'll be watching that this year. And
cool.
And Dominic is upset because he got in 2 hours times 275 requests for being a friend. They're all women.
Poor kid.
Oh yeah, he's gonna have a really dull life.
Well, I remember those days.
Yeah. Yeah, when we were a lot younger, huh?
Well, about 2 years ago, but.
Well, I'm gonna leave you because you guys got a lot to talk about, and it's so I'm really happy. And Paul, the sooner you can put that on with Ron, I'm sure is excellent because that off week was excellent. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I will do that, and I will let you know, and, you know, maybe you can, you know, be part of it. I think I'd like to have Christina on because she was kind of up there with us at the time.
Yeah. It was. You know, you have a lot of – you do such great work.
Thank you.
And it's going to be fun. And I have a few questions for Keith or Kevin tomorrow because he says he's from Chicago. So I'll ask him some questions. But is
Daniel
Michelle going to be
Kevin.
Leaving for the season now? Is that the last show for Michelle?
No.
Okay, good.
Oh, no, Michelle will be here
every Monday?
Year round.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in New York. She was leaving. She was at the Statue of Liberty today.
Nice.
And drinking. So.
Hey, it's New York. What the hell?
Yeah, what the hell? Hey, you're in New York? Why not? Maybe she ran into Brittany.
One last thing, Joe, before you leave.
Sure.
Which of the two Chicago teams are you going to root for? Are you going to have them both?
The Bears.
Well, I had a really hard time today, if you saw my Facebook page.
I'm talking about the Amazing Race.
Oh.
What two shows am I going to watch?
No. There's
two teams from Chicago.
Oh, I don't know yet, to be honest with you. I have to really watch it. I don't like when they load on people from my hometown, you know, because, you know, with Jeff and then, you know, everybody asks me why doesn't she want to move to Chicago with Jeff, you know, afterwards with Jordan and stuff like that. And Chicago doesn't mean that much to me, you know, except if it's football or baseball, and I
I do not want to talk, Joe. I don't want to talk football, please.
Did you have a bad day too?
Third in a row, so I don't.
We played Green Bay, so the oldest rivalry. And I'm sure Ron would not be happy with today's results.
Yep.
And I want to say hi to North NC Beach gal. She was around for a while. I don't know if she still is, but Dina, hello. So, because she's so funny when she was on with Nikki the other day. So, all right, I'll let y'all go. Keep on talking.
Thanks for calling in, Joe.
I'm sorry to bother you. I really am.
And you didn't bother us. We love having you call in, Joe.
I'll be calling tomorrow, and I'll do my deeper, sexier voice because it is Michelle.
And Kevin.
Okay.
See you later, Jeff Frog. Bye-bye.
He's so great.
Still town.
That's awesome.
I don't know if Red Wine Guzzler's hearing us now or not. She wasn't for a while, and I asked. Anyway, I also in the chat asked her to call in real quick, but don't know if she heard that or saw that.
We'd love to have you call in, Red Wine.
I just want to bring up congratulate Tony Stewart on his second win today in New Hampshire. I was at the race, and I watched Tony Stewart win the race for the second time in the chase for the race. The way NASCAR works now, you go all season and you get a bunch of points. The 10 best drivers then fight it out amongst themselves for the last 10 races. Tony Stewart has won 2 of those 10 races. So, and I called him on the way in. I said, Tony Stewart will win. Every time I come to the race in New Hampshire and Tony Stewart's here, he wins. And it's not every time, but it's like a lot of times. So I called it. I should have made bets. I should have placed, like, serious money down. But I guess I don't really have any serious money right now. Anyways, so.
Two races in a row in the chase for the race is really, really good. That's pretty incredible, so I hope he wins.
I do, too. It's like having 2 immunity idols, really, you know? Almost. Or maybe like 1 immunity idol and 1 golden key. Yeah, that's probably
Pop, I agree. No more Jimmy Johnsons for the win. He's had enough.
Yeah, he did horrible. He came in like 50th or something. It was funny. We were all laughing. Jeff Gordon, though, he was on fire. Oh, you know what was really sad? I forgot to tell you. The guy that was going to win the race, he drives the 33, the Cheerios car, Clint Bowyer. He stayed all week 4 miles from my house, right at the end of my road. There's like a Hilton Inn, and he stayed at the Hilton Inn all week. His trucks were there, and the car hauler was there, all the little, you know, the little company markings on the trucks and everything. I saw it every day. I drove by the 33 Cheerios car. He led 48 laps today. 2 laps before the end of the race, he was in the lead with a good lead, and he ran out of gas. And Tony Stewart passed him and won the race. So I was like, I love Tony Stewart. I wanted him to win, but it would have been cool if the guy that was camped out at the end of my road all week had won, you know? But what are you going to do?
Right.
I should have invited him here for, some good luck. But maybe next year, you know? I have a tar burnout pad, too. He could have come here and done donuts and stuff with his car. That would have been super cool. Pretty cool.
Absolutely.
So, well, there's always next year, right? There's always next year. So, but speaking of next year,
we have some Wallaces that live right around me, some of the Wallace family.
No kidding.
They bought property about a couple of miles from me. And,
cool.
Yeah, so.
All kinds of
Kenny Wallace.
Yep. Oh, Kenny Wallace, okay. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Russ, older brother, right? Or is it younger brother? Is it his younger brother? Oh, I don't know. See, I don't know NASCAR.
There's so many of them, I'm not sure. It's a pretty big family. His aunt lives about 3 or 4 miles from me. And he bought property just down the road from us. And bought 8 or 10, 12 acres, something like that, and he's building a great big home. And
I'm going to catch some serious flack tomorrow. I got where I was in the grandstands. I had the sun on my right side all day, so I kind of look like Richard Dreyfuss in Close Encounters of the Third Kind right after the UFO. Half of my face is like all red. The other half's all like lily white. So it's like,
how funny.
They're gonna look at me like, well, dude, you gotta roll over or something, you know. Oh, this is horrible. I look funny. I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like ridiculous. Oh goodness. Well, I wouldn't trade it for the world, so yeah.
Just start calling you half and half.
Yeah, something, you know. Either that or just walk around saying, I saw a UFO. You know, really? Because your face really looks like it, dude. Oh, goodness.
Say, from our last show, I thought it kind of tickled me in a way, but for people that didn't see it, after Brendan and Rachel showed up on Thursday's show near the end, it was kind of up until they came on, a lot of emotions were going about. We played Cherry's tribute that she gave for Ron, and just everything was kind of piling on emotionally, and they showed up, and a couple of times when I started talking to them, I started choking up, and so I tweeted them, thank you so much for calling in tonight. Sorry, I got a bit emotional. Brendan tweeted me back and said, all good, if anyone understands emotion, and he put a smiley face. And then he said, Ron was an awesome guy. But I thought that was kind of cute because he certainly did have his emotional times.
He also wrote on Ron's wall, I guess maybe right after he texted that to you, because it popped up.
Yeah, I saw that.
Popped up this weekend at some point. I just happened to see it. So that is pretty cool. But I can't wait for Virginia so I can get between him and Rachel, you know. Nobody got that, did they?
I got it.
Paul got it.
I was typing to somebody. I didn't hear what you said.
Virginia, so I can get between Brendan.
Oh, you can get between her and her man.
We have Red Wine typing in a question there. That's why I kind of wanted her to call in. You see that question, Cherry?
Yes, I do. That's who I'm talking to right now.
Okay, that's good. So
I guess we're going to go ahead and wrap this show up. I would like to invite everyone to join us on Monday, tomorrow, for Manic Monday with Michelle Costa. She will have Kathy and Keith from Big Brother 13. And then on Thursday, we will start our new Survivor show. And we will have special guests from Survivor joining us each and every Thursday to talk about Survivor. And keep your eyes and ears peeled for the special show that Cowboy will be doing with the winner of Big Brother. Rachel and Brendan will be coming on with Cowboy for that special show. As well, Paul will be putting up his special show from Ron's red carpet shows from last year. So we'll be doing a lot of special shows coming up. Those we will post and let you know as early as we can when those will be coming up. Thank you all very much for joining us tonight. This show was supposed to only be 30 minutes, but we did run a little bit longer. But we want to thank you all for joining us tonight. And it's been fun. Thank you all for calling in, coming into the chat room and joining us. Certainly want to thank all the podcasters who listen to us later. Hope you all will join us on Sundays with Louis Servato for the Amazing Race shows. He is wonderful. Love Louis. He does an amazing job at updating us on the Amazing Race. He keeps us updated on everything about the Amazing Race. So join us on the Rad Reality Show when you can. If you can't, listen to the podcast. thank you all again. I'm going to take us out of here now with Ron. Hope you all have a wonderful evening.
Thanks,
thank
Chair.
You, Ben. Thank you, Paul.
Good night.
You all have a great night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you, everyone. I'm signing off, too. I'm going to finish off the show with... Oh, man, what am I going to finish off with tonight? I've got lots of stuff I can finish off with tonight. But you know what I'm going to finish off with tonight? I'm going to do this one. Sweet dreams.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, you invited everyone you knew. You would see the biggest gift would be sweet. And the card that would say, thank you for being a friend. And if you threw a party, you invited everyone you knew. You would see the biggest gift would be sweet. And the card that would say, thank you for being a friend.
God bless y'all. Thanks for coming.